Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Mike Palm. This is the Morning Information Center. Big event going on this weekend at the Everett Arena in Concord this Saturday. Little Giant Comics Old School Comic Show. That's right, for you collectors of comics. It's going to be a great venue, a great show. The man behind the show is Jason Brodnick, and he's been a collector of comic books for quite a long time. We're going to speak to him about his love for comic books and collecting and the show itself, and about his retail store as well, which opens up in June at the Rockingham Mall in Salem. Jason Brodnick joins us in studio. Good to have you with us. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Great to be here.
I am well. In my day as a kid, I used to collect baseball cards and maybe coins. Never collected comic books, but I'm imagining that you, as a young child, probably started reading comic books probably at the age of, I'll just throw this out, the age of 10 or 11.
Actually, you're right on the money. It was 11 years old. I was had moved from Tennessee to Philadelphia, so I was new in town. You know, I didn't know a lot of people. And I actually found a comic book on the way to school. And it was ROM number 18, ROM the Space Knight, a short-lived comic series, only 75 issues, started, I think it was 79. But I found ROM 18. And it had the X-Men on the cover, and I was immediately glued to it. I read it. I had to find out what happened in the beginning, which was ROM 17. I got my father to bring me to a comic store, and that's kind of where it all started. The X-Men were, some outcast in society, and I kind of felt that vibe a little bit from being a Southern kid in Philadelphia. And it kind of resonated with me, and I just started reading comics, and it was great.
So you have been collecting since you were a kid? You still have your childhood collection with you?
I don't. I sold my childhood collection to fund the move from Philadelphia to Tennessee.
So you've had to rebuy your collection?
I did. I did. Twice, actually. It happens.
So you've actually made an investment to get your collection back, so to
speak.
Correct. Yeah. Interesting stuff. I mean, what is it about comic books that that drew you to the whole thing of collecting that?
Well, I think first and foremost was the art on the cover. The artwork. I dabble in art. I draw. I paint. I consider myself a budding artist, but I was just blown away by the artwork. And when I started reading it, like I said, it kind of resonated with me a little bit. The X-Men being outcast and kind of where I was, fit in what I was dealing with at that time in my life. So it definitely kind of hit home. But the art, I think, was really what drew me in at first.
So in your collection, Jason, how many comic books do you have?
I currently have just shy of a million.
A million? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
My mother would say, we can't store this here.
No.
You got to get it out of the house.
let's see. I have two buildings on my property which are loaded. The house is loaded. Literally every floor, every room.
And you have a commercial retail space.
We have a commercial retail space that's 5,000 square feet. That's loaded.
And you're in the Rockingham Mall in Salem, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And we have another storage facility that's loaded.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh. So is this hobby, I'll call it a hobby for no other word I could think of, is this hobby still very, very popular today? And I know we've got this big comic show coming this Saturday. What are the times again at the Everett Arena in Concord?
It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Doors open at 10. There's a VIP option that can get you in at 9, where you'll have the run of the arena from 9 to 10. And general admission comes in at 10.
All right. So how many vendors do you have? Are they all comic book vendors?
They are all comic books, comic book art, and artists.
Okay.
So what we do is, as a comic collector, I used to go to comic shows, and I still do. I go to all the major comic cons, but I'm there for comic books. I'm there for comic book art, and I'm there to meet a few artists. I shouldn't say I don't enjoy, but there are other things at comic cons that don't appeal to me. They're cool, but I'm not there for that. For example, the cosplay, the beef jerky guy, the gang of pirates, the lightsaber training, and you know all the other neat stuff, but I'm not there for that. So what we did is we took the best of comic books, the comic part of the Comic-Con, and we've isolated that. So this show is 125 vendors of comic books, comic book art, comic book-related merchandise, and comic book artists. We have some of the best artists in the industry.
Yeah, the art is very, very cool on comics. I never really got into comics as much as you did. I did read a bunch of comics. I probably was old school. I started reading Superman comics and kind of the lighthearted comics, and maybe even some of the Disney or Archie comics or things like that. I never got into the Marvel characters, although I know it's big time business now, not just in comic books, but in movies.
Sure.
I mean, look at what Disney has done with these Marvel movies. I mean, they're blockbusters all the time. Every time they come up with one. It's just quite amazing. So the vendors that you have at this particular old school comic show coming up this Saturday at the Everett Arena in Concord. And by the way, you can go to a website, oldschoolcomicshow.com, oldschoolcomicshow.com, to find out a little bit more about what's going on as a sort of an addendum to our interview with Jason Brodnick this morning. But are the vendors, are they specialized in certain comic books, or do they all have all types of comic book genres?
They have all types. You'll find comic books from 50-cent comic books to comic books worth $1 million at the show.
Yeah.
Several million, actually. There's an Action One. First appearance of Superman that recently sold for $3.2 million. Bob Kane's original copy of Detective Comics 27 is probably going to be at the show. That's a three quarters of $1 million, that book.
So I have a question for you. As someone who doesn't collect and who may want to collect sometime in my life, what makes a comic book worth $1 million?
It has to, comic book value doesn't necessarily have to be a number one or old to be valuable. It's the significance of the book. For example, the first appearance of Wolverine, the first appearance of a certain character, the first time an artist may have worked on a book, any significant happenings in the book. A great example I give is Wolverine. Hulk number 179 is a great story. It's worth about $10, $10, $15. Hulk 180 has one little panel of Wolverine on the last page. That book's worth about $1,000 because of that one panel. Then you have Hulk 181. It's got Wolverine on the cover fighting Hulk. It's a beautiful cover, reds and greens, and it's just iconic cover. That book is probably worth upwards of $10,000 to $50,000. Then 182, $10 again.
Interesting.
So it doesn't have to be the number one or but it has to do with the significance of the character in the book or the artist that works on the book.
Yeah. When people come to this show this Saturday at the Everett Arena in Concord, what will they find there? I mean, are they looking? I'm assuming that people are going there to buy and find some of these outdated collectibles that they've been looking for?
You will find the rarest comic books you've ever found. And what we've done is we've curated this show to have literally the best vendors in the hobby. They come from all over the country. We have Terry's Comics coming out of California. We have Harley Yee coming out of the middle of the country. Reese Brothers are coming out of Chicago.
And these people that you're mentioning, I don't know who they are, but obviously people who collect comics, they know the world of comic books, and they know what these people are about.
Correct. If you're a comic book collector, you've heard of Greg Reese. You've heard of Vincent Zerzolo, who was on Most Expensivest last night with 2 Chainz, showing off $1 million comic books. You've heard of Absolute Comics of Statues, Davin Adams, James Payette. All these names are recognizable in the comic industry. Nerdy Girl Comics comes from Florida. CGC Comics is the grading company. They'll be represented at the show. If you want to get your books graded, there's auction houses, Heritage Auction House, Hake's Auction House. If you want to get your books submitted to a major auction house or evaluate it. It's all at the show.
So people can bring their comic collection and get it kind of appraised there?
Absolutely. And there are people that will buy your books there if you're looking to sell. If you're looking just for a free appraisal to find out what they're worth, or maybe you want to get your books graded, preserved, protected, maybe put in an auction, all those opportunities are there for you.
When you say get the books graded, what does that mean, actually?
CGC is the major grading company for comic books and collectibles, and CBCS is another grading company that works with Beckett. And what they'll do is they'll take your comic book and they'll look at it, they'll evaluate it, and they'll assign a grade to it. Then they will encapsulate it in plastic in an acid-free protecting case with UV protection, and it will preserve the comic book. So those options are there for you as well. And that will also increase the value of your comic. But, you know, if you have an older comic that you want to preserve to retain the value, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, so this is going to be about 20,000 square feet of nothing but comics, art and artists there. It's the Little Giant Comics Old School Comic Show coming up on Saturday, which is the 15th of April, Everett Arena in Concord. What are the times again on that, Jason?
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. $15 at the door and free parking.
That's quite amazing indeed. So let me ask you this. I always ask this about collectors. What do you think that your comic book collection is worth right now?
Oh, goodness. It's really hard to say.
Because I'll show you where I'm leading with this question.
Yeah, I have...
Give me a ballpark figure. Just give me a ballpark figure.
A million.
Yeah. Okay. So, the question I have for collectors, and this is a tough question. Do you keep it or do you sell it? And if you keep
sell it.
If you keep it... well, you've answered it. And if you keep it, how long do you keep it?
You know, it's different for everybody.
I mean, will it always go up in value? Does everything go up in value? No.
You know, over time, comic books are a better investment than stocks and bonds, in my personal opinion. Most of my clientele doctors and lawyers who have never read a book. They just send me money and they say that, you know, I want the top 10 Silver Age. I want the top 20 Golden Age.
Right, right.
And these are books that they're tucking away in safety deposit boxes because blue chip comic books have increased an average of 15 to 20% a year over the last 30 years. Stocks don't do that. You have tangible assets that actually increase in value. It's not a crypto. It's not an NFT. You can hold this and it's actually going to go up in value. First appearance of Spider-Man, Amazing Fantasy 15. Great book.
So do you sell some of your limited editions of comics that you've collected over the years?
Everything's got a price. Everything. There are very few comics that I will not sell. And those are personal books. There's a book that both my children drew an image of Rom the Space Knight for me. I'll never sell that. You know, there's books that remind me of my kids. There's a book called Little Eva. My youngest daughter's name is Eva.
Is it tough to sell something you've held on to for so long?
The first time I sold it had knots in my stomach for years. I really did. And I still regret selling that first collection, but it was necessary. It funded a move, and I met my wife, and my children were born. And, you know, it's great stuff.
There you go.
Great stuff. So those are the things that are important. I mean, comics are great. I would say invest wisely. Buy what you love. Because if it doesn't sell and you got to look at it, you may as well like it. So buy what you love. Don't buy on investment hype or speculation. Buy what you love.
And I want to tell people, you're in your 50s. You're like a kid when it comes to comic books, right?
I light up. I light up around them. I mean, we have, if you asked 15-year-old me, what would you be doing with your life? I'm meeting Jim Starlin this weekend. Jim Starlin, for those of you who collect comics, created Thanos, Shang-Chi, Drax, Gamora from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
He will be at the show this weekend?
He will be at the show.
Very cool.
That's crazy to me. Last year, we met Jim Steranko, who, you know, again, if you know comics, Jim Steranko is a major name in comics. And, you know, he calls me on my birthday and says hello. This is wild to me.
Very cool.
Al Milgram's another one. Mike Royer, who worked with Jack Kirby. These guys are legends, and they're my friends now. And they're all going to be at the show. Mike Royer comes from Oregon, and he was Jack Kirby's penciler all throughout the 70s.
Wow, this sounds quite exciting. Little Giant Comics Old School Comic Show this Saturday, 10 to 5 at the Everett Arena in Concord. Jason Brodnick, our guest this morning, and he runs the Little Giant Comics Old School Comic Show. You can go to the website, oldschoolcomicshow.com, oldschoolcomicshow.com, and your retail site's going to open up in June sometime, right?
June 3rd, we have a retail location opening in the Rockingham Mall. It's 5,000 square feet of collectibles.
Sounds good.
Comic books, we have original art, there's antiques, there's military, sports memorabilia, sports cards, vintage toys. It's really a nice store.
Sounds like a lot of fun and always good to be like a kid again with collectibles, things that you grew up with. Has a special place for everybody in their hearts and in their memories, in their minds, in their lives, no doubt about it. All right, the big comic show coming up this weekend, Saturday, Little Giant Comics Old School Comic Show, April 15th, 10 to 5 at the Everett Arena in Concord. Once again, you can log on to the website, oldschoolcomicshow.com. My guest has been Jason Brodnick. Great to meet you. Good luck
Great
this weekend.
Great to meet you. Thank you so much.